to the Mark Steiner Show. I'm Imani Spence and producer for the show, and I'm speaking to Brandon Soderberg, deputy editor and arts editor for a city paper.
How you doing?
Good. Make sure that's right. So tell us a little bit about this as like holiday gift guide, but also processing the recent election of Donald Trump.
Yeah, so it's our annual holiday gift guide, our cheery holiday gift guide issue, which, you know, those things still matter even though the election happened, family and loving people and giving them stuff. But so it's a mix of those two things. You know, one way we have this holiday guide, which is just sort of a quick dash through the city, everywhere from like, I guess it's like 11 or 12 neighborhoods. You know, Mount Vernon, Mount Washington, Hamden, also Mondawmin Mall, Sewebo, a couple other places, or a few other places. And it just sort of gives, it's sort of our, we sort of each went to those areas and kind of wrote about it in an impressionistic way, a lot of which ended up also being processing Trump as we were there.
Of course.
Like I was walking around Mondawmin Mall pondering capitalism, but even more so than usual, perhaps. Yeah. And so that's kind of just the gift guide, you know, a lot of suggestions on gifts, places to go with family and loved ones during the holidays, which is important.
Yeah.
Still, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
And then the second half of the issue is, yes, basically city paper processing Trump's election. There's a couple of different pieces, a lot of which were written in the days after the election. We've sort of been tweaking and adjusting. Karen Hooper wrote a kind of what she called a mea culpa, just being like, I didn't, you know, none of us really fully, at the paper at least, I don't want to speak for anyone else, really fully anticipated this or thought it was going to happen.
Oh,
it
no,
was always,
yeah.
So she has a piece about that, which also includes that she had a bet with a friend that she would have to go to Hooters if Trump won.
No.
So she has to do that at some point. So there will be some kind of follow-up piece, I imagine, at some point. And then we have a really nice kind of dose of empathy from Ed Erickson about like sort of an open letter to his neighbors who voted for Trump. It's a really smart, touching piece. And I think it's, to me, it's the right kind of empathy, not this status quo pushing empathy that we're kind of being fed right now. We just need to kind of let Trump do whatever he wants, including hiring like anti-Semites and stuff.
Yeah, and he like does a good job at kind of focusing it on the actual people who are voting for this, you know, for Donald Trump as president, and kind of turning it back on himself too, which I think was really nice.
Yeah, and also I think also reminding them in a gentle way that this guy is not going to give you what you promised.
Yeah.
And then we also have a piece by Lisa Snowden McRae that's kind of about what to tell your children in the era of Trump, and also ties to some of the controversy that happened after Dallas Dance. The superintendent for schools in Baltimore County retweeted a very inclusive message and was met with a lot of criticism as if his inclusivity was excluding white people.
Right.
So she kind of explores that a little bit. And then there's a whole lot of writing by me in the issue. There's a piece that I kind of framed as like locating moments of tragic optimism within the city and nationwide. And it's a mix of reporting I'd done earlier in the year, sort of scenes here and there, including a scene at there was a Berlin, there was a rally in for Trump in Berlin, Maryland on April 20th on Hitler's birthday. But I didn't make that up. That's true.
Wow.
So I talked to an organizer of that who was a 17-year-old woman from nearby Hebron, Maryland, and she was her first sort of attempt at organizing.
Yeah.
So I have a scene of that. And then I have a scene at the RNC, which I kind of framed, as I think I said earlier, in the summer when I was here talking about the RNC, which was like the RNC almost seemed like a glimpse at a future Trump presidency in the sense of kind of a police state. But I also ended up hanging out with a sort of gang interventionist and community organizer named Khalid Samad in East Cleveland. He has a thing called a peace camp, which is for kids between, say, 6 and 16 over the summer. It's really like one of the most beautiful things I'd ever encountered. So I had to talk to him. And then I have some other scenes. I sort of tried to, I think a lot of us were also that were at the show at the Crown, the Kalan show right before the election, were kind of processing the election already. And it kind of felt like one more moment of like innocent fun or something. Yeah, so I have that in there too.
Yeah.
So.
No, and even in the, like at the Kalon show, and also like Baltimore in general has been kind of at, like vehemently against the idea of a Trump presidency. And then now that it's upon us, we're all in that, not just processing, but also kind of feeling like annoyed and angered and mostly angered.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the final thing in the issue Trump related would be dispatches from kind of a week of protest here. Last Thursday's protests, where, you know, 1,000 or so people came out, took it from what, Station North all the way to M&T Bank Stadium and back. So there's a kind of extended thing of that, including some conversations with a young man named Carlos Martinez, who was sort of detained and thrown to the ground by the police. Mm-hmm. And then also notes the only arrest of the night and some of the other sort of police protester chaos that was happening. And there's also a brief scene. The night before, there was a West Wednesday in front of the Micah Fred Lazarus building. And then there's Friday, City College High School had a protest or a kind of gathering. And then also Towson University walked out on Monday. So there's a scene that's written by Sam Shelton, who's a Towson student. So it's kind of these dispatches from these moments of these anti-Trump actions as well. So a lot of Trump, hard thinking about Trump, and then also exploring the action, the people on the ground that are doing things about Trump already.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big piece of media going forward. I mean, at least until his inauguration, but most likely for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, what you really saw at the Thursday protest, I felt like as someone who's been to a lot of protests, especially after the past 2 years, saw a lot of fresh faces or new faces or people I hadn't recognized, at least. Doesn't mean they hadn't been doing work. I just didn't recognize them. And it really felt like everyone was being trained for how they're going to go through the next 4 years under Trump.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming in. I was speaking to Brandon Soderberg, deputy editor and arts editor at City Paper. And this is what's going to be in City Paper this week. You can pick them up on stands today.
Thank you.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producer is Mark Gunnery. Our producer is Imani Spence. Our research producer is Calvin Perry. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. And send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. To podcast the Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.